everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of The Latest Dose, the podcast that talks about life sciences trends, what's new in the industry, and forward-looking approaches to clinical research. I'm your host, Kathy Vandebelt, Global Head of Clinical Innovation at Oracle Health Sciences. In today's podcast, we'll be speaking with Jennifer Byrne, founder of Greater Gift, and Steve Rosenberg, Senior VP and General Manager of Oracle Health Sciences. Today's episode is especially important because we're going to be talking about the most important humans involved in clinical research, the patients. So we want to use this episode as tribute to them and to celebrate International Clinical Trials Day, which happens every year on May 20th. International Clinical Trials Day is a yearly event, and celebrations are held to honor professionals and patients by recognizing their greatest contribution to medicine and public health. I wish to welcome Jennifer Byrne and Steve Rosenberg, who are here with me today. Both Jennifer and Steve are leaders, professionals, caregivers, and patients. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Kathy. Very excited about this day. I've been looking forward to speaking with you all.
Well, great. Hi, Steve. Thanks for joining us as well.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Jennifer. Pleasure to be here. Excited about this conversation.
So, Steve, when did you first become aware of clinical research?
Yeah, that's a more complicated question than it would appear. I guess if I think back, I was kind of always aware that it was kind of going on. You know, you hear about it, but I didn't become really knowledgeable about it until I joined a company called Face Forward in 2003. And since then, I've been pretty involved in clinical research from a technology standpoint.
Excellent. Jennifer, what was your first introduction to clinical research?
Well, if I go back to my first real introduction to clinical research, I don't even know that I realized the magnitude or the significance of it at the time. My first job out of college, I fell into a clinical research position. But again, I didn't really understand the magnitude of that. Going back about 4 years before my first job in research, I had a high school friend that had cancer, really advanced cancer. And what I hadn't connected all the dots in that moment in time was that this was somebody who had been given a terminal prognosis. And at the last minute, he was put into a clinical trial. So this was going back in the mid 80s. And he is alive and well all these years later. So I think that when I kind of fell into this job of research, I went back kind of in time, and the significance of it really resonated with me from day one because I was able to make that connection. There was actually somebody I had known in my past that had a really positive outcome due to research.
Wow, that's an awesome beginning. But we haven't really been celebrating clinical research since the 80s. Jennifer, do you know how long we've actually been celebrating this International Clinical Trials Day?
Well, as of this year, 2020, it'll be 15 years. So the celebration first began, or recognition began, in 2005.
Why did we start celebrating it? And obviously for your friend and for others, it's really, research seems to be really important. So could you speak a little bit about why it came about and how it starts to become this important day that we should celebrate?
Well, I think as we started really as an industry, I'm going to say stepping back a bit to really hear the voices of the patient and patient perspective. There were so many stories, kind of like Steve and myself, kind of falling into the professional, probably for many of us, kind of falling into the profession. I think so too has historically been the experience of clinical trial participants. It's something at some point that just kind of presents itself. So I think that the idea behind formalizing a day came about from a number of different stakeholders realizing that we needed to have a more unified voice in raising awareness. We've made a lot of progress since 2005, but we need many, many more International Clinical Trials Days to come.
So it's interesting because when I was researching for this, it was clear that clinical trials are important. As you shared, Jennifer, for your friend, it was definitely a treatment for a very serious condition, cancer. But it's also important to prevent disease and also for relieving symptoms. And as you say, this raising awareness is very, very important. However, Steve, when you think about this and you think about your journey in clinical research, do you have other thoughts about what else is important around awareness?
I do. And, you know, if awareness led directly to enrollment, that would be great. But what I don't actually think it does. I think the awareness is very important. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of people that just don't really know what's going on unless they're very sick. And just like Jennifer's experience, when I talk to people and, you know, go to parties and have casual conversation with people that are not in the industry, and we talk about clinical trials, they all kind of know about clinical trials, and many of them have a story, you know, a cancer friend or hepatitis C or someone that got into a clinical trial and was cured. But in almost every case, those are people that were sick and they were seeking out last minute cures or last ditch efforts or knowing they were going to pass away, saying, okay, I'll try to do something for the greater good. But what that's not doing is getting people to enroll in clinical trials that could do what you just said, Kathy, which is prevent disease. And so awareness is step one, but then how do you get the call to action? How do you get patients and or how do you get people willing to sacrifice their body and their time in some fashion to participate in clinical trials? And that's the part that I've been trying to speak about and you know, with Pop-Up Star and stuff, you know, try to get people to understand that this is a sacrifice, just like service of some kind, and that it's a great thing to do for the greater good, and society should treat people like heroes who make that sacrifice to do it. It's not for everyone, but some people would be willing to do it if we treated them in such a way.
Okay, so Steve, you mentioned that Pop-Up Star. Jennifer, I think that's something that you might be able to tell us a little bit about.
Thank you for asking. I love talking about Pop-Up Star. So Pop-Up Star was an idea that came forth by a couple of really fearless, and I'm going to say very passionate, clinical research professionals, Kelly McKee and Ange Radcliffe, to name them specifically, because this really came from their idea. And so a few years ago, they approached me and said, we have this idea, and how can we form really a movement that I'm going to describe to be almost more by the people and for the people, really starts a grassroots movement at a community level for creating a forum and a space. And in our case, it has taken the form of somewhat of a very friendly, cooperative competition to bring and raise awareness at a local level about clinical trials. And I think sometimes for those of us who have been in the industry, like Steve and myself for a very long time, you pick up a certain way that you talk about and describe the clinical trial process. And we use acronyms, and sometimes we speak in it about it in a very clinical or maybe too scientific way. And so the idea again for Pop-Up Star was that, again, we were going to create this mechanism and this forum that would allow people who had been touched by research participants, those fearless heroes of medical research, to come together in really creative ways for those people to really share and educate the greater public.
Pop-Up Star sounds like an excellent initiative. Are you able to share some of the events that have been held?
I would love to. So year over year, we just keep getting better and bigger. So last year we had 22 teams that applied, and of the 22 teams, we had funding for 8. And I have to say there were 4 teams that were not selected as finalists, but believed so much and were so dedicated to participating, they were able to secure some of their own funding. So we had a really robust, great competition last year and so much variety. So we had pharmaceutical company sponsor a team and actually participate and rallied internal company people to get very community facing And we had an international team in Australia. We had the White Coats Foundation participate. We had academic medical centers participate, research sites, and a lot of great cross-collaboration. So in some cases, teams would pair up with some local patient advocacy organization coming together, for example, with an academic medical center. And so there were just really a lot of great ideas. We wound up reaching through social media channels from a messaging standpoint and from actual events, thousands of people. So we're very excited to see the creativity, and no doubt this time, this moment in time in our history, probably more than ever, I think is bringing forth that in a way in the world, we all have an opportunity to be research contributors.
How does this relate to International Clinical Research Day?
We do believe that it's important that this is a global effort. And so what better way to connect raising awareness, linking to International Clinical Trials Day and Pop-Up Star. So we are going to try some new things this year. Historically, the forum for Pop-Up Star has been in-person events, community events, health clinics, a lot of different venues. This year, we're really excited because we're going to add this virtual component to it that I think allows communities to be thinking of ways of coming together as community in a much broader way, as opposed to at this particular event, at this particular address, at this particular time.
First of all, Jennifer, that was excellent. You know, I was on the edge of my seat during that, and what you're doing with Pop-Up Star is amazing. And from an Oracle standpoint, you know, we've been doing clinical research software and safety software for over 20 years. So we've been in the technology part of this with Oracle Health Sciences for a long, long, long time. And as you would expect, we have lots of customers and lots of organizations that conduct clinical trials, both large and small, doing interesting research around unmet needs, oncology, and you know, the full gambit of clinical research and the type of therapeutic areas. And these customers, we've had relationships with some of these customers for decades, and they've become partners, and we work with them as much as we can and as closely as we can to try to understand how this can get better and how we can be more efficient and reduce timelines. So we recognize that we're not doing molecule development, but when these drugs start to get tested in humans and in clinical research, what can we do to make it more streamlined and better for them? So we've been talking about that with our customers and investing a lot of money and technology and effort into building the best possible platforms to enable them to do their jobs. So when we think about clinical trial day, we say, what can we do? You know, again, we're not building molecules, but we've been working with Greater Gift for over a year now. We support their programs, vaccines for children, et cetera. We try to recognize people and do things as much as we can through Greater Gift. And we support Clinical Trial Day, and we've done a lot around trying to recognize that over the past couple of years. And now we're extremely proud to support what you just talked about, Jennifer, the Greater Gift Pop-Up Star. And anything we can do to raise awareness that would yield people to understand the incredible amount of people that dedicate their time and lives and life's work to clinical research and trying to get rid of disease and make quality of life better. The more we could do to help that, the prouder we would be for what we do for our customers and the industry at large. So this is just one way. You know, we have an important role in this ecosystem of clinical research, and we will do anything we can to raise awareness and try to speed the process of bringing medicines to the market.
I think that's so important that partnerships for Pop-Up Star, I can tell you, we are very, very mindful of the community of supporters and companies that are coming in, because what we have to do is we have to be absolutely, completely, and totally hyper-focused on the partnerships that are coming into this space, because public trust and earnestness in terms of the genuine goodwill and gratitude that we have for the fearless and heroic clinical trial participants. It must be genuine. I mean, I think there's been so much advancement that we have made in building public trust. But let's face it, that has been a barrier. When you talk about raising awareness through International Clinical Trials Days, Pop-Up Star, some of the other work that your organization is leading amongst many others, we just have to be very, very good stewards of building and maintaining public trust.
Yeah, I think everyone needs to do their part. And, you know, just as a side note, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is under siege. You know, it's almost like a political football now. So now more than ever, to gain public trust and have people feel good about what's going on in research and how it's helping society and benefiting the world is more important now than ever, in my opinion. And what you guys are doing, you know, it's somewhat amazing that it took so long for someone to think about it. When you go there, it's like, why hasn't this been going on for 20 years? Whatever the time is, it's the time is right now. And the more we can do to raise awareness and get trust, the better we'll all be. We'll all be going into the future.
So having the opportunity to have attended some of these events in the past, over the last couple of years, and seeing how motivating and how inspirational they are and creative and engaging and so forth, when and where can we learn more about them?
The program is well underway. We have a website, Pop-Up Star, Greater Gift. Going to the greatergift.org website will direct people to more of the programmatic information. And of course, social media channels, we will be amplifying the messaging and the events in the weeks to come.
Okay, so to say that again, it would be the greatergift.org website that you could go to, and that will get you to Pop-Up Star. Is that right, Jennifer?
Yes.
Great. So thank you so much, Jennifer, and thank you so much, Steve, for bringing awareness on the importance of clinical trials, for your support. And thank you all to those that will be involved here on International Clinical Trials Day and the days after with supporting this particular program. It is great to see this effort. It's great to see this engagement. It's great to see this commitment to bringing the attention to the importance of this. And thanks to all the patients that have contributed so far and will contribute into the future. All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. If you enjoyed the show, give us some love by subscribing to The Latest Dose. For more information about Oracle Health Sciences, make sure to go to oracle.com/lifesciences. Thanks, and see you next month.